A place to get GMO questions answered. That story next on This Land of Ours. If you have questions about biotechnology and genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, the place for you to go is GMOAnswers.com. Dr. Kathleen Enright with the Biotechnology Industry Organization says they want to answer the claims being made by critics of biological innovations.
There's a lot of opposition that is really come on since the last couple of years. Folks are making really good use of social media and online presence. And quite frankly, our industry hasn't done a very good job of that. So now we are with GMO Answers. It is one piece of a multi-pronged strategy that we have to, I think, pay full attention to, invest in. We've got to change the climate. We've got to demystify GMOs.
Demystifying means trying to explain why using modern science to increase yields is important.
It is the only technology we currently have that enables us to make multi-year gains in a single season. We're, I think, on the cusp of being able to see a way to feed 9 billion people by 2050. We can't just make percent to percent and a half yield gains and meet the world's food demand. This technology is not going away. We just need to speak out and explain it so folks don't fear it. They view it with fact rather than fiction.
Enright says the most important point they want to stress is that foods from genetically engineered crops are now and always have been safe for human health. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.